With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I've been tripping for 10 hours on 3 hits of liquid microdot.
I'm on acid, man. What are supposed to do to us anyway, man?
Getting chased around the car by some midgets in the parking lot.
I'm on acid. Hey, is there a midget coming over here?
Seen Doritos to a tree, a million spiders after me.
I'm on acid.
Oh, come on. I bet he can't eat just one.
I'm running around having a fit on myself. I'm about to shit.
I'm on acid, man. I gotta get to a toilet, dog.
All of a sudden your fingers get numb. Feet start freezing. What is the season? Where are we at and why are we leaving? Trees are shrinking, turning plants to roots and roots back into season. Clouds are changing, coming at me, different directions. Now I'm freaking, toes are raking, body shaking. Man, I thought it was some crack. Called the fire department, told them I had a flame up on my back. This is crazy, plus the navel, razors dancing on the table. There's a horse, we got a horse, yeah we do, and I've seen the stable. Quit the flogging, I ain't flogging, gotta be.
Shout out to Storm Lady Low up in the room. Whoop, whoop. Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. If you got any you want to hear, let us know. We'll get to it. If we got it, we'll play it. If we don't got it, I'll get my hands on it and play it. And if I can't play it or I can't get it, just let me know if there's anything else you want to hear, and we'll get to it. But, oh, yeah, by the way, a reminder to anybody else that might be tuned in, of course, especially, you know, Lady Low up in there. Yeah, check it out. This Saturday coming up, we have the one and only Jason David Frank. You know, of course, better known as Tommy Oliver, the original Green Ranger, coming up on here with us for the interview. just wanted to give a reminder to anybody who does decide to call in for anything and ask questions, all sexual questions are off limits. Just to request that was asked of us. And out of respect for him, we're gonna respect that. And we're definitely gonna stay with him. But if you wanna ask him anything about, whether it be his time on Power Rangers, the Power Rangers boot camp he's got going on, and whatever else. Asking about upcoming projects, his MMA career, what made him decide to go from, Power Rangers to MMA. Definitely do it up. And of course as well, November 30th this month, we got OTEP coming up on here. For those who know who OTEP is, one of the biggest names in metal, which is definitely going to be an honor for us to have her. And it's going to be an honor to have, of course, just David Frank. So let me see if I can get the play real quick while we wait for my other co-host, show the hell up. I know one's going to say he might be a little bit late because in fact he's watching a DVD, which I don't think he realizes he can press pause on the DVD. And then once the show ends, he can just go right back to it. But either way, I think we can play something here. And I'm also going to upload some new music that I just got my hands on from El Nino, which is just, of course, it just dropped last month. But of course, they're going on tour. So I'm going to get that all uploaded for y'all. So I guess right now, what do you say we go with, Chris is here. So, Chris, how was the DVD? And did you realize, if you have a DVD, you can press pause and go back to it?
Well, yeah, but I kind of wanted to finish it up because it was in the last segment. Or close enough to the last segment, which, I didn't even want to finish off the second disc, which the last segment was, the debut of Chris Jericho, which didn't want to, stop it right there.
But, you could just pause it and gone back to it.
Yeah, but I was looking at it, there's only 9 minutes left there. It's screw it.
But, and the Stoner Lady Low, that's definitely dope. That's what's up. Feel free for you and your low to call in for that interview, of course. Anybody's welcome to call in. Hell, my boss from work plans on calling in to ask some questions, apparently. That is if he remembers it. I gotta remember to send him the link for that shit, because, he kind of has a hard time finding the show sometimes.
Yeah. I guess that thing with whatever happened with, Green Villain deleting his Facebook, which I have no clue why exactly yet. So, that one's iffy, but at least I guess we got Psycho Jesus.
Well, yeah, but Psycho Jesus would be next year.
Yeah.
What do you say we go into a fucking track here? This is Blaze Your Dead on Me. If anybody knows this track, knows it really well. It is, of course, a cover from ICP, but this is Dead Body Man. Here we go.
All right.
I was born. not alive. I don't think you understand. I'm just a dead body man. Most takes us in my first EP, bitch. Some line up on the corners of black, where they flank down back, tear on the crack rock. It's all good, everybody gotta eat, but keep your bitch ass out of my street. I mash through the east side, knocking the bass, chilling with my freaks, and I'm picking a face. Maggots and bugs like they're crawling ahead, because my bitch is dead. I'd rather that instead of a hoe you can't trust with a dick in they butt. A dead body, bitch, learn to keep a mouth shut.
Back and I burnt a hole in my fucking PJs.
Again.
No, this isn't last time with my bud. This time with my
fucking. So this time with your PJs. Last time with your bed for like what, the fifth time?
Yeah, I didn't even realize I fucking part of the cherry fell off my fucking cigarette. And it just landed on me until I felt something burning my leg. But
and one thing I will definitely tell you from seeing two of the three DVDs for that Attitude Era DVD thing that came out today, it's definitely worth getting. But
I
then
might
again,
get it.
It's rated TV-14, so that kind of adds to the reason why it's worth getting it.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, it has to do with the Attitude Era. It has nothing to do with PG, so they can't really do anything about it.
Yeah, I just kind of wish in the first disc, because they were showing how certain episodes of Raw back in that time, how DX can get girls to, you know, flash her tits. I wish they would actually show the girl's tits and not censor that.
Well, that they had to censor.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was actually censored on TV.
Yeah.
At Stoner Lady Low, I definitely agree. The original Mighty Muffin Powers is definitely the best.
Was actually in the chat room today?
Yeah. She might call in, depending on if her phone lets her call in.
Ah, okay. Well, I just joined the chat room to see what's going on.
Hey, if I had a fucking cigarette, hey, if you were here, I'd definitely give you a fucking cigarette. I got plenty of shit, man. I stay stocked on cartons. I'm not buying just single packs, I'm buying cartons now.
Damn.
Well, it's because if I buy the cartons cheaper, because that way I got like at least 10 packs, and I ain't got to keep going back and forth to the store.
I can see your logic there.
Just take one pack out, put the rest in the freezer, and you're all set. I think after the show, I'm going to play some Call of Duty, though.
Have fun with that.
I plan on it, man.
Or if you want to have more fun with it, wait till Joe calls in and then start playing it just to piss him the hell off.
I might do that too. By the way, we got 814. What up, who this?
Eight 814 is me. What?
What's good?
Not shit.
And here, just smoking a cigarette. And yet, I fucking smoke this. I do smoke my cigarettes like I'm fucking token. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I had some weed, I'd definitely be smoking that right about now.
Yeah, and then you'd be going totally fucking nuts. And I'd want to mute you.
You could, but then, you know, I just unmute myself and just fuck everybody.
Yeah. But then again, I find it kind of hilarious that nobody can understand a word you're saying when you're high.
That's because I ain't really talking. I'm just fucking laughing like a fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah. And those shows usually take control and play more songs. It's just to make time go by quicker.
And I just got a message saying, Brad Eyes is still in a little low as well. I kind of figured that when I tried looking up Stone Lily Low up on Facebook to add you, but and I couldn't find you, so I kind of figured you were Bright Eyes.
Yeah, you already got me added.
But, yeah, so how's your day been?
Boring.
I had better than me. I was stuck at work from fucking for like 4 hours.
I slept in till 3.
Lucky. I'll be doing that tomorrow. That is if I decide to go to sleep. If I decide not to sleep, I'll probably be playing Call of Duty all night, just whooping people's asses.
You know what? I so badly want to get Black Ops 2.
I have that.
Okay, I'm fucking jealous now. It's alright. I'm waiting for Christmas because I got a brother that's supposed to give me fucking chainsaw lollipop. That one fucking, like, cheerleader one with zombies and shit.
Yeah, I would get that. I might just get that when I get paid next week.
You know what? I'm going to get it hopefully before you, and I'm going to wave it in your face like you waved Black Ops 2 in mine.
I'm going to be honest, though. The zombie mode sucks. It's not. Don't go for zombie mode.
Malibu ROM.
Why are you talking about Caribou Lou? Milo's over here talking about fucking Caribou Lou. He's just like, what's 150 rum? Malibu rum. I'm like, fucking Caribou Lou. What the fuck?
Can't blame him. That's some good shit right there. Actually, that's the one track I have to start to get up onto the soundboard.
If I was to drink anything, I'd want to drink some fucking jungle juice.
Yeah, I never heard of them until now.
You never
yeah,
heard of it till now? Now I gotta look up the recipe for you.
Yes, you do. Definitely send them my way.
151 rum long. That's what made my car.
But,
fuck. Stupid fucking computer. Don't mind
me.
My fucking computer fucks up.
I don't feel bad. Mine does too from time to time, except, well, only when I'm on the soundboard. But I'm not fucking running the show. It's perfectly fine.
I'm going to send this to your Facebook.
Nice. But yeah, like I said, don't go for, if once you get Black Ops 2, don't go for zombie mode. It sucks. It's boring. It's all fucking
you know
ridiculous.
What? I played fucking Black Ops, the first one. I beat all the fucking missions in a day, and then I go and play zombies. I fucking kill all them motherfuckers, and I'm, like, get bored with that shit. So I go for online play, and you figure I'm a chick playing with a bunch of dudes probably. Why the fuck am I the only one left alive every fucking round? I have to go around reviving everybody.
Like I said, zombie mode on Black Ops 2 just sucks. I mean, I haven't even played the mission mode yet. I kind of skipped that to try the zombie first, but
I get 45 rounds.
But now, yo, if you go to fucking Black Ops 2, like, you got plenty of chicks up on there. It's fucking nuts. I mean, like, half of them are probably, like, I think a few of them, some of them are fucking, like, 11 years old or something like that, playing that shit.
I was, like, 11 when I was playing shit like that. Well, actually, I was fucking playing Crash and all that shit.
Yeah, Crash was the best fucking game out there.
That, and I actually liked fucking Sonic.
Well, you know, I guess anybody that did not like Sonic is a complete fag.
I'm only halfway fag. I have a girlfriend and a boyfriend.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with that. It's funny because now I really want to play Black Ops 2.
At least wait till Ghetto calls him to piss him the fuck off.
I could definitely do that. But check it out, Stoney. This track is for you and your lows. You know, well, mainly your lows since he keeps fucking mentioning it. Here
right.
We go, Tech and Caribou Lou.
Yeah. It's like the ultimate one flavor, baby.
A bottle of 151 off in a jug, one cup of Malibu rum, baby that's what's up, then you fill the rest of the jug with pineapple juice and it's cracking, the only defect is waking up like what happened, I like red light parties and fed right bodies who like red light dolly and head right toddies at night, era bouquet, Ule, terrible day, you pay, the liquor so tell her with no hera to pay, touche, get the party jumping, keep the hotties humping, I like them thick and juicy, so don't Pilate nothing, drinking too much, Lou, you might be karate punching, or at the back at the club attending the naughty luncheon. Satin Kool-Aid gives you hella 151. November dogs, so run, kitty, run. We gon' drink it until we dumb, diddy, dumb, bum, biddy, bum. Kansas City come, so give me some.
151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, Caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and Ray Bell. We gon' party till the cops come. 151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, Caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and Ray Bell. Don't stop till the cops come.
I see double, I see triple, might be trouble, might see pistol. We ain't tryna hear you haters sucking on sickle. We living it up in truth. One to your maid, bro, until your day go. Why I'm the one to drink you under the table.
And all the ladies I will do in time. Once you become a member of my drinking club, you will buy
back nine. Trying to tell her, truly get nudie. Yes, I even do L words. And they fruity bazooty, like to drink it and yell slurs at the movies. If I'm heated, I'm off to get a caribou to cool me. By technizzle and T-Wizzle one high day, we mix it up and then I say we treat caribizzle like our lady. Originated in Kansas City, Missouri since 1995, baby.
151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and raise hell. Don't stop till the cops come. 151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and raise hell. We gon' party till the cops come. 151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and raise hell. Don't stop till the cops come.
Carpenter, I need a brother nink. Release caribou and a party is utter kink. Insane manie, keep them coming, then I'll remain zany. Casarate, baby, I'm trying to make you my main dame. For the rest of the night, girl, you're sexy, you're tight. Come to Weak House, I see these shock reflex in your right. Groupies at 12 o'clock, man, I crawl, I go. Yeah, I'll recruit them, but I bet not crap, that's all I know. Yep, in my white tee and Nikes, you might sight me slightly hyphen, might see dry heaves. Die, we shall not need IVs beside me, side me.
Tech, huh? You're not making any sense.
I might make the one I saw, wing, a Prada. But once I get up on the mic and do my thing, I gotta.
Tech.
Hey, better saw, wing, a Prada. He can it, so wing a batter.
151 rum,
pineapple juice and Malibu, caribou, get them all down. Make baby girl come, light up a shell and raise hell. We gon' party till the cops come. 151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, caribou, get them all down. Make baby girl come, light up a shell and raise hell. Don't stop till the cops come. 151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, caribou, get them all down. Make baby girl come, light up a shell and raise hell. We gon' party till the cops come. 151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, caribou, get them all now. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and raise hell. Don't stop till the cops come.
Not yet.
And we're back. But yeah, Lil Wayne sucks. I mean, it's probably why, you know, when I'm taking a shit, I refer to taking a shit as taking a Lil Wayne.
Yeah, she requested don't tweet this. I'll take care of that.
Hell yeah. All right. I fucking love that song off the new EP.
Yeah, it's definitely dope. Yeah,
the beat, it got me.
Well, that's the old EP now, because they just dropped the other one. But anyways, here's Don't Sleep It.
Hello, ladies. Here's the deal. Welcome to Tech Nine's tour bus. Before you get on this bus, there's a couple rules you need to follow. Leave all your cell phones with me. There will be no tweeting, no Facebooking, no playing the PlayStation, no Instagram, no YouTubing. Whatever happens on this bus, stays on this bus.
What's up? It's me, Caribou again.
Tech Nine?
Kansas City fucking hooligan. If you the keep cool and shooter, doing the fool, my friend, you'll begin boozing and choosing women that we do and do again. Only if they hold us the secrets, they crossing over the beaches and up and go. Where we eating, we rocking rollers. Deep in the thoughts, we go, but no tweeting. She lost the mobile and geeking because we showed her. Freaking across the globe, a new weekend, we up in Boulder, Colorado. All my soldiers got a bottle and some hoes with a wobble from Sticky Doja, hella bobble. Head bitches, they motto is let's kick it. Colorado's a red district full of brothels and med fixes. Yo, we gotta hide, just see, we get no privacy. Why would she ride with me, tweeting straight lie to me? I don't know what, who she sleeps with, but all I know is don't you tweet this.
Do what I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
Do what I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
Baby, I would hate to kick it and then erase you, cause you wanna go to one of those social networks and go state facts about my nature. I gave to see you later. Ooh, this bitch is shaking the table. Miss at me, cause you risked it, be listed with a swift pick, kick at me. When you missed it, you scripted me. When I gotta move invisibly, you violated, you fly away. Simple, cause I am stealth. If I'm your data, we try to make it. Keep it to your damn self.
Get our nudie on, quiet, we can truly bone. And I'll be pushing all your buttons like movie phone. Act like you belong, creeping in my groovy home. Drinking Bulu, we gone every weekend, all my groovy zone. Way of life, keep it neat, tricks. If you and the beast mix, you don't see shit. And you will get the least bit of resistance. We pick who we see fit, but yo.
Do what I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
I told you.
Don't tweet this. Yeah, it is what it is, baby. No, I don't want a lot of ears in my beers, lady. Crazy, just daily. Ears at my crib, save me. Dip and get me to drop some cheers on your lid, maybe.
We in Canada partying like some animals. Even my tour manager know that tweeting will vanish. Tweet the day after and say my party was an amateur. Granted, the lost camera planted in tall canisters.
Keys you will receive right when you leave. Please, I'm on your knees. You cannot leave, not I see.
Put away your phone, Yahtzee. And don't be flicking like the fucking paparazzi. We live in covert, Flavor Flav, no. We let you see what we want to and when we say so.
Monitor,
her tweet and gossip is really out of her.
That's why
I think I don't have that many followers.
Dude, I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
Dude, I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
What the fuck you mean, am I mad? 4 o'clock in the fucking morning, and you sitting there talking to me about Twitter. Twitter, man. Fuck. That's some bullshit, America.
I told you.
And we back. By the way, Chris.
Yeah.
Remember how like was it like last night? I kept mentioning the fact that if my coworker kept playing Lil Wayne on his phone, I'd drop it in water.
Yeah. Let me guess.
Yeah.
Did that?
Yeah, did that today.
Does that fucking piece of crap phone still work?
I don't know, but I think the funny part is it's the new iPhone 5 too.
Damn, the phone that I'm about to get.
That shit's hella fucking expensive too.
Yeah, it is. I looked at it like getting it early before my contract runs out, which is February. That's like $1,400 that way. With my contract running out, it's more like $400.
Oh well, either way, if he's smart, he would have gotten fucking water damage protection upon that shit. So that way, like if he got wet or something like that, replace it.
Oh, and it's the perfect time for you to start doing the one thing that I hope you don't do, because Ghetto called in.
Ghetto G, what's good, man?
Bianca's and Bianca's are known for wet mattresses.
So, Ghetto, say hello to our caller.
Hello there, caller.
Sir.
Who am I speaking to?
I got two names. I don't know which one to use.
How about we put them together?
Fuck, where the fuck did that picture go?
Well,
sorry,
so your first name is Buck, where'd that picture go?
How you doing, fucking picture?
I am editing pictures right now, and I can't.
It's creative. Mind. Never heard that one before.
Your second name is I'm editing pictures right now.
Oh my god, fuck y'all. Okay, fine. It's fucking either Bright Eyes or Stoner.
Bright Eyed Stoner, huh?
It's Bright Eyes Lady Low, but okay.
Same difference.
I'm going to kill somebody who's dancing over here.
Who the hell's breaking it down?
my boyfriend. What the fuck?
I was not expecting it to be a dude.
Damn. I guess he's still got fucking cable glue stuck in his head.
I don't know. I think he's listening to fucking Mighty Death Pop album right now. So he's over here fucking dancing.
He's breaking it down to some ghetto rainbows.
Probably is.
What picture should I fucking put as a fucking thing? You know what? This is going to be it.
No, not that one.
Yeah,
so
definitely not that one.
Nobody asked me. I just kind of said.
That's going to cut my face off. What the fuck, Facebook? Why the fuck don't you let me fucking... Fuck.
So now Facebook is cutting your face off.
It is.
Yeah, because I found her on Facebook.
Was able to start cussing. Sound retarded.
Said you sound retarded.
Yes, I sound like a fucking preacher that was just allowed to start cussing.
So I take it you don't swear a lot then?
No, I do. Didn't you already notice every other word was fuck?
Well, as soon as I got on the phone, yeah, that's all I've heard lately. Eh?
So, Ghetto, did you hear about the story about what happened today at work?
I don't know. Depends. What is that?
Well, okay. Remember me mentioning that if my coworker played fucking Lil Wayne again on his phone, I'd drop his phone in the water?
Yes.
Yeah, I did it today.
Nah, he didn't drop his phone in the water.
Yeah, I did.
And did he beat your ass for that?
No. He kind of just stood there fucking asking, why did you do that? What did I do wrong? I told you, motherfucker, you play the win again, I'm dropping your shit in the water.
He just let it go?
Well, he kind of go, even though his stomach started crying a little bit.
Wow, dude. Well, there goes his phone.
Yeah, and his $400.
See that, man? Destroyed his $400 phone. See what happens when you listen to shitty music? Bad things happen to you.
Yeah. I got to tell Chris, if he was smart, he would have gotten fucking water damage protection or something like that, so he could just replace it.
I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about over here.
I don't know what he's talking about either.
Remember me telling you about this girl I dated named Jessica Carter?
Sure.
That's her.
Sure.
She is not a fucking juggalo. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, then. He's bitching about some ex-girlfriend that posted a video on YouTube, and apparently she's trying to sing Halls of Illusions when really she's not even a juggalette, I guess.
That makes sense, right?
Like,
blah, 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 blah. Justin Bieber, I only like one song from him. As long as you love me.
Man, how does he go from that to talking about Justin Bieber?
I don't fucking
know.
Yeah,
what the fuck? I think that song, one song still on the soundboard, that would be the perfect time to play it. Which I hope it's not, but I have no clue.
If it is, you have to play it.
That was on the soundboard. Never mind.
God damn it.
Chris, what are you looking for?
He's looking for the Justin
Bieber
song.
Oh, I'm
going
to add that song again.
Yeah, I got bored of that track and I deleted it.
Yeah. Should I even add it again or just not do it?
Sure, add it.
All right. Just because she mentioned it.
Just because I'm fucking awesome and everybody takes my requests.
You're gonna hate us in a second.
Probably.
So wait, are you really a fan of Justin Bieber, or was that just a
no? Movie? I only like one song, and that's As Long as You Love Me, because it has a dubstep sound to it, and I forget who the fuck else is in it. Drake, I think.
Ah, crap! Is a.
Well, the song is uploaded now. Just wait a minute. So, Blog Talk unfreezes itself.
We do not play Justin. We do not play dubstep on here. I will tell you that right now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was knowing already, and that's why I was going to go with this song, just to show her how much we hate him. So let me refresh. I'll play this just to show her our real feelings on that idiot.
Go play it.
I have to refresh the soundboard. Wait till the thing reloads, which it's doing now. Slowly. Okay, I fucking hate computers.
So I guess Chris finally realized that his DVD player had a pause button.
I guess so.
He's like, what?
Error, whatever the hell.
Oh my god, Chris. I think are you handicapped or something like that?
No. That blog talk's kind of in there, but that kind of crap, so I have to kind of log back in and go back in, which is kind of stupid shit.
He's like a retard trapped in one of them spinning doors.
That'd be funny as hell to see that.
Well, we'll put you in one of the doors.
Yeah, but I'll get out.
I could see it now, actually.
I could, too.
All right, but because of her request, here we go with this song. Just get this over with.
You can have the gold in the mines and the oil in the sea, the diamonds in the ears to the money in the trees, because it's money that I got good always bring you to your knees. J.B.A. Keith, new kid on the scene. Nah, man, write me another one.
I fucking hate you, Justin. I want to rape you, Justin. Your albums are disgusting. Justin Bieber, we're going to kill you. I wanna hurt you, Justin. Put you with a little hush, I'm Justin. And fuck your fans in the ass till I'm coming. Justin Bieber, we're going to kill you.
5 in the morning, just popped a pill. London, Ontario, somebody about to get killed. White boy lover, they say he's down with Usher. Duct tape, a blade, I think it's time for supper. Nothing to wear, jumped on Canada Air. An hour and a half, I'll be there. And do you think I can get a little boy pregnant?
I'm off the bus!
We'll find out in a second. Disrespected, treated like a slave. I'm your school teacher, and you done misbehaved. Say goodbye to Miss Bieber, cause you about to leave her. The back of the head, you hit with a meat cleaver. Fuck you in your ass, then spit in your face. Cause I wanna see how Justin Flesh tastes. Sodomize you, that's what I'm gonna do. Kill my 8-year-old daughter for listening to you. Fuck you.
I fucking hate you, Justin. I want to rape you, Justin. Your albums are disgusting, Justin. Bieber, we're going to kill you. I wanna hurt you, Justin. Put you in a little hush, I'm Justin. And fuck your fans in the ass till I'm coming, Justin. Bieber, we're going to
kill you. Now I never had a crash at the light with pedestrians. Never had sex with a man that looks quite like a lesbian. But then again, you are just a little boy. Cinnamon, flavored lip gloss. He's so timid and he's giggling just like a little baby do. But I'ma give his ass dick for baby food. Got him wearing boy shorts and lady shoes. Gordy, you fucking Justin, baby. Isn't that gay? Quit frightening. Justin's a woman and I don't see it that way. Justin don't got a dick. Justin's got a clit and likes to swallow piss. Justin's a white trailer park bitch that got a lot of kids. Stop calling this stupid bitch Justin. Her name is Justine. A slut since the ages under 13 who love cream. Shagging their fucking mouths to lick your fucking butt clean. Then pull a machete out. Then cut him till his blood sleek. I'm trying to put my long ass Peter in Bieber's beaver. To eat his little coochie till he squirts all on my sneakers.
I fucking hate you, Justin. I want to rape you, Justin. Your albums are disgusting, Justin. Bieber, we're going to kill you. I wanna hurt you, Justin. Put you in a little hush, I'm Justin. And fuck your fans in the ass till I'm coming, Justin. Bieber, we're going to kill you.
And we're back.
And it's your fault that that song got played for liking that. Idiot.
I did not like him.
You said you liked one song, so.
So that don't mean I like him.
Yeah, but still that song is kick-ass.
Yeah.
Even though it gets old after a while, but yeah.
Which is why I deleted it off the soundboard. Because it got old and boring and annoying and, I don't know.
Yeah, so I mean, Chris, I can actually agree with cleaning that off soundboard.
So, Chris, Ben, how do you feel about being stuck in a spinning door?
I'd get the hell out because I know how to.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you know why he would get out? Come on.
You're going to think I'd wait till somebody else pushed it open.
No, he's absolutely wrong. Come on, we all know why he'd get out. Come on, somebody.
Because the fucking be spinning so much and just fucking put your foot up on it and you just fucking fly right out.
All right, I guess I'm going to have to answer it. Because he's in college.
Damn, I was even going to say that. I thought that originally, but like, I'm not saying that, though. Fuck that.
That's his answer to everything. I chased off Mission Effect because
I'm
in college.
Yeah.
It's either that or he goes with, whatever, for every answer too.
No, he doesn't use that very much anymore. It's more the I'm in college thing.
Yeah. He don't know he was a fucking flying fuck if he's in college.
I know, right?
I do math because I'm in college. Hey, you know what? I'm going to steal another line from Chris. I'm a music artist because I'm in college.
I never fucking said that two together.
Not yet.
Not yet, but not ever.
We're gonna start calling you Asher Roth. Just for the fact
Damn.
That you love the fact that you're in college. See, somebody's falling asleep.
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't fall asleep at all yet.
Okay, then.
But holy shit, Thursday's gonna suck ass because I gotta get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's fine.
You poor thing.
And the only reason is because I got. Because the fact instead of getting up at. Like I usually do, and was waiting for a bus. I gotta fucking get up and go walk down the fucking Dunkin' Donuts with my boss to pick me up.
Man, a motherfucker better be buying some donuts or some shit.
Hell yeah, fucking definitely better buy me a fucking box of donuts and coffee if I'm waking my ass up at fucking 4 o'clock in the morning.
And for the fact that you have to go down to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, man, I'm just hoping fucking Dunkin' Donuts is open at 4 o'clock in the morning, because they are. I'm going in there and get me some fucking food.
Well, the one that's over here, man, it's open all the fucking time.
Oh, here. And the one that here closes at about, like, I think 9, like, about 9, 10 o'clock, because it's like this time, like, you know, the bodega, the porn shop, the fucking liquor store, and the laundromat closed.
Did you just say there's a Dunkin' Donuts by the liquor store? The porn show.
That's what I heard say.
Yeah, that's
like a,
yeah,
it's, like a it's like a beautiful setup right there. You can get some donuts.
It really is.
Some liquor and some porn.
And some donuts right after.
Yeah, but it's actually funny because like you got the porn shop right there. Right next to it is the bodega. Next to that is the laundromat. Next to that is the liquor store. And right next to that is Dunkin' Donuts.
Jeez, man, you get everything done right there. See that?
Hell yeah.
It's fucking kind of interesting, actually.
You think?
Which is a fact, it's like, well, it makes no sense is you got Dunkin' Donuts right there, right across the street from Dunkin' Donuts is another Dunkin' Donuts.
Why? Why is there two Dunkin' Donuts on the same street?
Because you got one you walk into and you got one that's just a drive-thru.
That's fucking stupid.
It really is.
No shit. Welcome to Connecticut.
That's like how they have an Arby's up here and then down the road there's another one. Same thing with the Wendy's and the McDonald's, too.
Yeah.
But I do like how they have all the fast food places, and then in between all of that, there's two gyms.
Damn, she's coughing over there. And choking.
Anything else that you want to point out that she's doing? Maybe breathing?
I'm just saying, I mean, you know, you mentioned the gym and she starts choking.
She just remembered she has to hit the gym later.
Fuck. What was I going to do? Oh, yeah, I was going to hit a fucking Juggalo book. Okay.
Does anybody even actually use that?
Tons of people.
Wow. Maybe I should.
I have one. I just don't use it.
I fucking hate all them damn websites, man. Nobody ever talks anywhere.
All right, fucking Juggalo Book has a fucking chat box. They have fucking video chat rooms. They have a whole bunch of shit.
That doesn't mean anything.
It's better than Facebook, and there's tons of fucking homies that are on here. But it is kind of full of drama sometimes. No.
Yes. Good
old. But I don't get on a lot.
Maybe that's why I don't go on all them sites. Because I don't want to deal with people.
Somebody's about to be in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Havoc. What the hell did you do now?
I didn't do anything.
It's my low that's going to be in trouble.
What's he doing?
We won't say.
We won't say.
So is he in good trouble or bad trouble?
Don't be saying here, kitty, kitty. What the fuck?
Sounds like it's good trouble for him.
Yeah, definitely good shit.
You're going to make me have to mute the phone. Be good. Be good or I'll have to mute the phone. Didn't you hear him say earlier there's not allowed any sexual talk?
No. That's only during the interview that we got coming up.
Oh, but there is loud tonight. Oh, great. Now that just gives him the fucking opportunity to do what he was doing.
Hey, it's allowed any night besides that one interview.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm going to end up being the interview of tonight if my freaking boyfriend doesn't stop.
So again, back to the question, is it a good in trouble or a bad in trouble?
Obviously, it's a good trouble, Havoc, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure you ask that, man.
Yep, it's a good trouble.
Come on, baby.
I mean, in the background, he's saying...
I'm trying to talk, god damn it. It's very hard to talk right now.
Try and talk. Let's see you do it. Come on.
Well, you know what? I say we give these two a chance, you know, to work out their fun over there. While we play some Comatose, Leave Me in the Dark.
Oh, you're putting my song on. Okay.
The way you leave me in the dark.
No bites, no sights. Every fright, every night alone, hurt and cold. She shackled to the pipes. She curses me every time I pay her a visit. The air is thick with hopelessness. It smells so exquisite. What is it that makes me keep her here against her will? Hoping one day that she'll love me still. Need to kill, not this time. She's my treasure. Listen to tapes of her crying for personal pleasure. Forever her and I, tears fall from her eyes. She should know she's mine. This shouldn't be a surprise. When I was a kid, I told her I'd be back. Comatose keeps his word, no one hears off track. Start a trace on my space, found that pretty face. Touch base, drop comments, time for a missing spring. Play game on this day, things will never be the same. Chat on name, plan a name, invite her to my domain. Looking good from head to toe. Thinking from a skull to a beat, I'm gonna bleed her slow. She should know the Monkey King has some issues. I told her come close, I've been waiting to kiss you. She closed her eyes and put her lips together. Soft as a feather, this couldn't get any better. Whatever, pushed her back and let her skull go crack. Knocked her out cold, another for the meat rack. A bolt on my back and then down into the crypt. Should've known Comatose always flips the script. Been at my basement for well over a year. Every time I play with her, she starts with the tears. She fears for her life. I wanna make her my wife. She says it's not right when I cut her with a knife. She never sees light. We can't bear to be apart. Every time we say goodbye, she asks me, what bitch?
we back.
Yep, I think she probably put her phone on mute.
Probably did.
Do what?
Or not.
He went back to messing with his phone. He left me alone.
I think it's funny, I was just talking about the roommate. He's going to get raped, and then and now he's messing with his phone.
Yeah.
There's an emo dating site? What the fuck?
He's looking up emo dating sites, apparently.
No.
Now I can say what the fuck.
Even emo kids want to be happy at some time.
Oh, my God. I need
and then they
want to
die.
And I need to go to HatchetGear.com because they have a 35% off everything sale.
Oh, man, don't! It's not even worth it.
Oh.
Yeah, because it would take like 10 years to get to you.
Yeah, it literally would, because if you notice one, well, annoying bitch, who used to call him, that I guess apparently ordered something off of HatchetGear 3 months ago, and she still hasn't gotten it yet.
WWE SmackDown. Who the fuck went and seen them? What the fuck? I'm jealous.
Man, nobody wants to watch SmackDown.
Well, SmackDown's
yeah,
pretty
fuck.
Gay. I mean, I do like Raw a lot better.
See, that's what it's about.
Exactly.
It's about Raw, and it's about fucking, I hope CM Punk's little team gets their asses kicked.
That was on Sunday. It's over.
Yeah, and I didn't get to see it. So, did they get their asses kicked?
No.
God damn it.
They lost.
I would hope so. I would hope that fucking Ryback would fucking beat the shit out of, what's his face? I don't even fucking know.
Actually, he got his ass kicked.
Yeah, Ryback got his ass kicked.
I put the two tables.
Yeah.
Facebook is a crime for people who have too much time. What? It's the Facebook anthem song, okay? Don't judge me.
Is that really, a song? Is that really
yeah.
a song?
It is. It really is. You know what? I'm going to go get the link and I'm going to message it to you.
It's interesting.
Now
yeah,
I want to see if it's really a song. So I'm going to hit you up on Facebook and get message whatever the hell this is.
Or she just sit in my way, and I'll just put it up on the the soundboard.
Oh, well, I was a messenger. I just did.
Yeah. Let's hear this lovely song.
Yeah. And apparently it is real. Fuck.
Yeah, definitely send them my way. So now I definitely got to see this.
Well, I mean, unless she, like, makes up some songs herself, I mean, it obviously has to be real since she was singing
Stop!
It.
Stop it!
Okay, this is getting annoying. I'm only 1 second in.
What's wrong?
Are you ticklish?
What's wrong?
Don't touch me.
What's wrong?
Rape!
You know what? This is definitely going up on the soundboard.
Wow.
Why the fuck would you put this on the soundboard?
That's pretty much all the shit that pisses me off.
Oh, God, is
this why am I asking why the hell you're
putting on the soundboard? Tickle me, crackhead. Tickle me, crackhead. Is that supposed to stop me? It won't. Sorry. I'm about to put on Bert and Ernie do metal and tickle the shit out of you.
Stop! You're going to break the computer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can easily solve that. I'll put the computer down there.
Somebody help me. I'm being tickled to death.
Tickle me, crackhead.
No.
Tickle me, crackhead.
How exactly are we supposed to help?
Tickle me, crackhead.
That was my boobie just tickled. What the fuck?
He's calling her Tickle Me, Crackhead.
Get
Okay, and I officially think now I want to delete my fucking Facebook.
Why?
Because of that fucking crap song.
You have to play it. Oh, my God.
Shit, man. If that's all it took, man, we would send you this song a long time ago.
Yeah, that won't do shit.
You don't do shit on Facebook anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Besides running a quote-unquote label.
He scares people off is what he does on Facebook.
Do your balls hang low? What?
Phone's ringing.
Wait.
Should probably get that.
I don't want to hear it right now. I'm not fucking
playing. He doesn't want to get it right now.
Yeah, now anyways.
She said give her an hour.
So somebody's in love with my eyes. That's creepy.
Who the fuck is in love with your eyes?
Don't eye fuck me, please.
The fuck?
Somebody's in love with my eyes. He just messaged me and he's like, I'm in love with your eyes. I was like, okay.
Now, are you
gonna... So now I should message you that same exact thing sarcastically.
Are you going to post an angry status about that, about how you don't like guys hitting you up now?
No, because everybody loves my eyes. I mean, why the fuck would I name myself Bright Eyes?
Okay, and now she says we do your balls hang low. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I get bored, and so I go on YouTube.
And send the most random shit you can find.
Yep.
Yeah, I know this one person that should probably be introduced to you. You guys like to look up retarded shit on YouTube. You can have a good old time.
I'm just going to blow up his messages with links.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, unfortunately, she's doing it to me, too, so, yeah.
Yeah, she just sent me a third link. Fourth.
Okay. I'm not going to do it to Chris now. Now I'm going to just do it to Havoc.
Oh, yeah, so I'm too annoying, so that's why you stopped. Got it.
Yeah, that's pretty much why.
Of course.
Well, here you go. Facebook Anthem.
And she's gonna be another one.
Facebook is a crime when people have too much time sending me requests, IQ and brain tests. It's no fucking joke. I don't like to super poke, scrabulous hotness, update my status. I'm getting bored of Facebook, so don't invite me, for a sheep will bite me. Please don't hurt me, give me your graffiti, hot or not, so what, I don't wanna know. Movie quiz, sex quiz, stupid Johnny Depp quiz, Family Guy, which one am I? They all have to go. Pirates
So, Ghetto, do you plan on making that your new anthem for Facebook Month?
Why the fuck was it censored?
You know what? I just love the end of that fucking song because it's got like a fucking gunshot. It's fucking funny.
Yeah,
it's like Facebook made him fucking shoot people.
Yeah, I'd love to shoot people.
Probably.
I wish, you know, I wish I could shoot through the computer screen just right at people.
Well, Ghetto, at least you're not getting all these fucking YouTube video things.
I'm done sending him, okay?
I'm not even complaining. I'm just laughing at it because he's the only one who's not getting any.
Well, it probably hasn't added me, so yeah.
Yeah, let's keep it that way.
Yeah, I know exactly what you would say.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to be deleted.
Deleted? I can't delete somebody that's not there.
Talk about the other two. They'll probably delete me.
I won't. Chris might.
I won't.
Yeah, you just stalk my pictures like everybody else.
Yeah, he will. He'll stalk you and scare you away.
Stalk my pictures like everybody else. But there's two places you could stalk my pictures. My personal account or the Hatchet Dolls account.
Did she really just say that she had more than one? So she wants you, obviously, to stalk her.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, whatever. I need more comments on my pictures. God.
Come on.
Nobody comments my pictures anymore. So, like.
Nobody does that shit. Nobody.
Somebody needs to go to fucking Hatchet Dolls page and fucking comment on my pictures in there.
Unless you're all them pervy ass dudes and shit all over the internet, man. Ain't nobody going to say anything on your pictures. Just thought I'd put that out there.
Where is my album, anyways?
Yeah, tell them they need to add me because of the fact that I'm blocking adding people.
Yeah, Hatchet Dolls can't add anybody except for off of their new account because the other one has reached the limit of friends.
Damn.
We have a lot of fucking dolls. We have more fucking dolls than we do of fucking months on the calendar.
Well, the one I'm at says 4,969 friends.
I thought you were at 4,700 last night.
Well, it's safe to say I have less than 1,000. So that's good.
Yeah, I have more than 1,000. God damn it, I didn't even know that. But today I had like fucking 16 friend requests. It's like, where the fuck are these fuckers coming from?
That could be worse. I went to my personal page yesterday. I had like 236 fucking friend requests.
See, though, no mutual friends, it really does go. Who the fuck are you?
Yes.
And I only add them if they have at least 3 or 4 mutual friends, depending on who those mutual friends are. Because I don't fucking trust everybody.
Man, they got to have at least 50 mutual friends with me for that.
I'll be honest, I didn't add any dudes just here. I only added fucking Lutz that looked at. I thought looked good.
I just had this fucking chick that just fucking recently signed up for Facebook try to fucking add me. It's like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is she?
Well, then you get them foreign-ass people.
I messaged her. I was like, who the fuck are you? She has a message back, so I'm not going to accept no request yet.
And I just checked my Facebook to see where the hell I'm at. 956 friends, so yeah, just under 1 grand.
Well, on this Facebook, I have 1,115. Let's log on to my other one.
On this one, I've got 1,124 friends, and on my personal page, I've got like 4,000 now. I forgot I removed all the motherfuckers that, you know, don't exist anymore.
Well, on the Bright Eyes one, I've got 1,115. On the one that I use for only local people that are actually in my state and everything, I only have 140. Got
that works. This one chick definitely looked good, though.
hate people who share so much shit.
It's a good thing she ain't on my profile.
Even though I share tons of fucking shit. I go on to fucking like pages and go on their fucking albums and fucking look at all the shit they've shared. And I'm just like, share this one, this one, this one. Yeah, I do share a lot. So I don't know why I'm being a hypocrite.
Yeah, why would you hate people that do that if you do it yourself?
Because I don't do it on that account. I do it on the Bright Eyes account.
Oh, jeez. He's excited.
Let's see. Well, if you're fucking hungry, then go fucking eat.
Oh.
Well, eat what? Well, fine, eat my vagina and shut the fuck up.
I'm sure he might like that too much.
He would like that too much.
You want something sweet,
then eat my pussy. You know it's sweet. Get to it.
A little too sweet.
A little too sweet? Well, fuck you. I ain't sucking your dick no more. I'm going to choke on cigarette smoke. I need a drink.
I just need a big old bottle of Jack, and I'm going to get it.
Jack is my husband. Fuck you.
I thought he was hungry.
Right?
Yeah.
He said he was hungry, and now it's changed to I want a bottle of Jack. Like, what the fuck?
Well, I have two bottles of Jack, so fuck y'all.
Jack is my fucking husband, so everybody needs to quit fucking making him cheat on me.
Well, Chris likes him in his mouth.
This is why I prefer fucking Black Velvet.
No, if you guys want to make some jokes, then we could crack jokes at my boyfriend, who was a meat butcher, but he couldn't wrap the meat fast enough, so he got fired.
He couldn't beat the meat properly.
Yeah, he couldn't pack it fast enough. Can't pack the meat. Ooh, I've got the perfect thing. Brandon. Fucking prick. Hey. I'm going to put in your face. No, don't bite me. Guess what? If you're hungry, I'll make you a sandwich when you make me an orgasm.
Oh, damn. Damn.
So that's never happening.
That would be the fucking day. You talk as if you've never given me one before. What the fuck?
That's some fighting words right there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, if it's back to back to back to back, then you know what? Maybe you'll get like 20 fucking sandwiches right after.
Have you yet? Exactly.
Yet what? Major sandwiches?
Yeah.
I don't want to walk all the way downstairs.
He said once you make the sandwiches, then he can do that.
Okay, I'll make the sandwiches first, and then you can give me all those orgasms back to back.
Good luck with that. Because
if I can actually walk down the stairs to the kitchen to make you a sandwich after sex, you don't deserve one.
Well, that's why you always, you know, have sex in the kitchen.
I mean, bitches, because I can get up right after we have sex, but I can only walk around in my room. I don't want to walk all the way down the stairs.
Oh, yeah,
whenever
you got a vagina full of...
What are you talking about? We're talking about my vagina being full of what? I could make you start using rubbers, motherfucker, and then there will be no vagina full of what? Or the pull-out method, and I'm going to put it all over your face.
Damn.
We have just now entered their bedroom.
Yeah.
The bedroom of Stoner Lady Low and her low.
We now know that there is no protection, and she will make him come all over himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no protection. Oh, but what else is there? Oh, there's knives and cuffs and nails and scars on the back and biting.
Well, that's fine and all, but I'm still on the no protection. I'm just...
Hey, birth control's enough.
You guys can cut each other up all you want. I don't care.
No protection. Well, nobody in this relationship over here likes rubbers. We use birth control, and it's called if he nuts inside, you get up and you fucking push it out. Or, sorry, I'm not a loose chick. I can push it out. I know how to work the muscles there. I can just be like, get out of there.
She does the whole porn star thing.
Yeah, the whole cream pie porn star thing, yep. Just push it out.
I'm disgusted by girls that it'll just go drop out. That's just gross.
He's disgusted by girls that it'll just drop out. I have to actually force it out. No, it's pretty fucking funny, all right? I'm 18, he's 22, he's probably been with more chicks than I have dudes, I don't fucking know. Oh, he's smiling, yeah, he's been with more chicks than I have dudes, and I've only been with, like, what, 14 dudes? So, yeah, he's got me beat by a landslide. Yet, you know what, I'm the best he's ever had.
Out of all the not one,
you believe him.
Yes,
I believe
him.
Yes, I believe that I'm the best.
Okay, listen. The girls in Tally, literally, like, okay, this is your vagina, okay? Theirs is like, been fucking too many niggers, or black dudes, excuse me.
It doesn't matter.
Excuse me. Our grandfather talking.
Your grandfather was talking through your mouth?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What the hell was going on over there?
Yeah, I don't want to know anymore.
So if anybody goes to Tallahassee, don't try to fuck any girls. They're all blown out, I guess. That's when you start singing Halls of Illusions and just be like, let's take a walk down the hallway. It's a long way. It takes all day. I wonder if it'll echo through their vaginas. Don't ask. Are you air guitaring it right now? Oh.
He's excited about loose vaginas.
He's over here air guitaring. He's listening to music on his phone, and he's just like, air guitar, yeah. If only I could put it on YouTube.
He must be the fourth member of 3MB.
3-man band.
Yeah, the most ridiculous fucking gimmick David said he come out with.
Terrible.
Yeah, they have freaking retard Wendy's looking dude.
Yeah.
Chris, what?
I looked it up online, like, you know, what happened at, you know, the main event show, and they continue the storyline with those three dudes or whatever. The, you know, guys who've been attacking Ryback and all that. And apparently they're going to be interviewed on Raw Monday.
Why? Why the fuck do we need to interview the new Nexus for?
Yeah, why do we need to interview and hear him talk about, well, blah, blah,
blah. Why do we need a new Nexus?
We don't.
We really don't.
Definitely don't.
I mean, we don't even need her.
Well, let's see. It's either that or we'll have more tag team matches.
Ow.
What do you want?
Yeah, if I tell you all, I'm going to say that you guys have never seen me do before. I'm going to make it a tag team match.
You know who really I would just wish would just die?
The Miz.
Vicky Guerrero?
Yeah.
Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah, her too.
She needs to
Not
just
Dana.
Die.
Yeah, they need
Stop
to be
playing
Kevin.
The drums on the dog.
What the fuck?
That was horrible.
Fucked up.
That was random.
Everything seems random.
Stop! Ow! Fuck! Ow!
Looks like he's playing the drums on you now.
Hell yeah. That's a lot better.
My ass hurts. Ow. Any woman in the good when you're being fucked. Otherwise, it hurts like a motherfucker.
Now, why is that?
Because you're enjoying the dick in your vagina too much.
No, I'm saying, why is it only hurt when you're not having sex?
Because
yeah,
I'm too focused on the being spanked, and so it hurts. But when I'm having sex and being spanked, I don't know. I like pain a little bit when I'm fucking. It's weird.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying, why does it only hurt when you're not having sex? So it's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what
the same
thing.
We're wondering.
Stop that right now.
I want to. Yeah, I gotta be honest though, I wouldn't mind spanking AJ.
Did anybody like see my post in the chat?
Oh my god, I totally did. No, not really. No, I didn't.
Surprised nobody heard that manly belch that came out my mouth.
Yeah, that's how manly it was. Nobody could fucking hear it.
Shut the fuck up. Brandon, shut up. Ow!
that's how it should go.
Ow, exactly.
Leave her alone.
But shut up, smack.
Brandon, leave her alone. Yeah, my dog just totally fucking licked him and made him smell her nasty ass vagina tuna breath or something. She licks herself too much.
All dogs do that.
But her smells horribly raunchy. It
smells like an ex-girlfriend of mine.
It smells like an ex-girlfriend of my boyfriend. So, wow. Wow. Because
she actually never did douche.
She never douched. She never washed. She doesn't know what Vagisil is. What the fuck? Okay, then.
And you decided to fuck her?
And he
like
still
it?
Fucked her? I mean, like, didn't his dick smell afterwards?
No, I didn't. I smelled it once, and I was like, you gotta wash.
Did you ever fuck her?
Nope.
That was a sexless relationship. Okay.
It was
like, man, you're going to make that shit fresh.
She pulled down her underwear. She pulled off her pants and I could smell it. And I was like, no. You better
watch. Oh, my God. You know what? You have so many stories of all these fucking fish market stinking fucking bitches, but I don't have any stories of any stinky nutsack guys because I go for the fresh ones.
They go for the dirty.
He go for dirty.
Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Man, seems all you do is get dirty pussy.
And you know what? It seems all you get is fucking dirty ass fucking pussy until you met me. This is an interesting show.
Did you just
say?
I said, any luck with that number?
What number?
From Maurice.
Your testicles itch. Maybe you should go back to
fucking
some dirty bitches.
I only called it the one day.
I tried calling them yesterday. Nobody picked up.
I don't know, man. I guess.
No.
They don't care.
I guess not.
No. Behave or I break all your fingers off.
But I don't know. Did you see the message that Optimus sent to the Juggler Rider radio page? Apparently,
no.
he's looking to set up interviews in January, February. So if you wanted to put him on the show one of those days,
yeah, we could definitely bring him back on the show.
Wait, you already had him on here?
Yeah, I think we had him maybe like a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, he's dropping another CD, so he's looking to do radio shows. Whatever they
you
are.
You know, the only fucking Blog Talk radio show besides this one that I've ever went on was fucking Josh Lowe's, and he was trying to get me to do an open show, like, sex, phone sex type thing. He wanted me to play with myself on there. It was weird.
Isn't that what's going on right here?
I am not playing with myself.
No.
I have a boyfriend who is trying to play with me.
Is literally playing.
And not doing a good job.
He's trying to play with me, but now he's playing the air drums now. Yeah.
So he's trying to play with you and trying to play the air drums.
I guess the air drums is a lot better, huh?
And now
yeah, exactly.
He's fucking going crazy in my bed. Why are you punching my bed?
Because we're pissing him off.
Man, it seems like he punches everything.
You punch everything, really?
Well, in the past couple minutes, it was a dog, you, now the bed.
He was literally punching the bed. He was only spanking me and kind of playing the air drums on the dog.
Honestly, if there was a line of the people I hated in the world, I'd honestly take a bludgeon and beat them all to a bloody fucking pulp again.
Uh-huh. That's very, very interesting.
Did he say again?
No, my so feet. It's,
again.
So it's happened before.
You got one better? Uh-huh.
So did you just say she had smelly feet?
I said smell
I
my feet.
I think that's the way you lose.
What are you doing? Ew! 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 I'm going to fucking Dutch oven you later.
Man, dude, this is like the female version of Havoc. What the hell?
Yeah, it really is.
You're getting Dutch oven tonight. You just wait. You're going to be No, stop. Ew, that's just fucking gross. I'm going to fucking fart in your mouth.
Yeah, she definitely is a female version of Havoc.
How did you make that happen?
How the hell did you get this girl calling Havoc?
Shut your face or I'm going to f*** on it.
Dude, the phone censored her.
I don't have to fart.
I will set my nut on one on each.
Ooh, you're going to teabag me. Will you give me a mushroom stamp, too?
I'll give you a hot Carl.
I don't want no hot Carl. No, no. No, I don't want no heart. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. He's showing me his ass.
Speak English.
Next time, I'm going to stick a knife up your asshole. Don't try and be kinky. Do what?
I think it's just daring you to try it.
No, you guys want to hear fucking something funny. We were sitting on the couch. He was playing on his fucking phone. I'm sitting on his feet. And he's ignoring me. And I'm like, get off the phone or I'm going to fart on your foot. And he's just like, well, that's just fucking awesome. And so I fucking ripped one. He's like, that's just fucking gross. What the fuck? You said it would be awesome.
Well, yeah, that's his own fault.
Right, it is his own
fault. Stuff up there.
That's okay. My ex, you know, ended up giving herself a Dutch oven.
He gave himself a fucking Dutch oven. No, because he fucking farted one night, and I was starting to fucking spray him, and he decided to fucking put the blanket over his head and give himself a Dutch oven. Stop!
What?
You trying to punch me fucking brass knuckles. You wait. I'm going to put them on, and I'm going to fucking slug you right in the fucking face.
Man, he's talking about a donkey punching his motherfuckers on brass knuckles.
You ready?
No, because you ain't going to fucking punch me with those.
I should wake up a week later.
Go ahead.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw you sent me something. I'll check it out in a minute.
No. Go to that link, because there's a free download link for Devil's Night 2012.
I already have Devil's Night 2012.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
This just had a blade on.
Well, I'm about to have it out.
Ugh. Leave my boobs alone. You're in trouble.
My boobs.
Yeah, honestly.
No, they're mine.
Prove I got
they're mine right now.
No, they're mine.
Devil's Night 2012 is by the track I'm about to play.
I will have fun with Barney.
This track
whoa. I'm sorry, we did not promote incest with a purple dinosaur on here.
Yeah.
Hey, I call my purple dildo Barney, okay? God.
Wait.
So incest with a purple dinosaur. Got it. And this is a track that's off of the Devil's Night 2012 that I had on the soundboard a while ago. All right, Avic?
No, great. Yeah.
burning hole, leading through the center of the earth until it takes control. Take a sip of acid for an apocalypse has just begun. I'm peering through the ash, broken glass and a shattered sun. The clouds are dark and I can feel an evil presence. Tap me on my shoulder, whisper in my ear, enhancing all my senses. You can't imagine how it feels to grip your neck up in my hands and then I twist it for the thrill. This is real shit with a sealed bitch.
Screaming out loud in the world of any building.
It's just the beginning. I've been waiting for my time to blow. Candle right through the night with my zombies ready to go. Start the show, hit the road, this is your execution. 16 cuts, then your stomach sees the cuts of truth.
Never look in my eyes, you're in a nightmare.
Wake up before you die, you ain't there.
You can fly in the sky, feel like.
I'm a motherfucking beast on the knife. I cut and stab and rip the jab. Black bag, so you ready for that? It's a panic attack. When I latch my rope to your throat, kidnapped out your house, no sign of a ransom, no. I don't want the money, I want you hung on my wall, in a frame in my hall, so I can pass by and touch you anytime that I want. Walk out the house like I'm normal, but it's all just a front. Fantasizing all day what I can do with a rush. Cause bigger than the summer, only weapon was force. But of course I lay it down soft, gently in bed. Take off a shirt and a pants, then I take off a head.
Never look in my eyes, you're in a nightmare.
Wake up before you die, you ain't there.
You can fly in the sky, feel the light.
And we back.
Yep.
Message of the day. Folks, the message of the day. All right. Find a match. Okay, time for combat training.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in fucking standoff mode. Oh, yeah, by the way, so just so you know, Black Ops 2 definitely has a kick-ass fucking combat training mode. Damn, got shot from the fucking back from this motherfucker. Ghetto G, did you die?
Yeah, hey. I died and went to Call of Duty. Hell.
Yeah. That's why whenever it gets too fucking loud and starts playing everybody nigger liquors and shit like that, I'll play tracks.
Okay, Chris, you're a nigger liquor.
In the game, jackass.
Well, since he's playing that game, you should go ahead and play the track. Hate breed, destroy everything.
Yes. Definitely.
I'll get to it.
You'll do it right now.
I'm right there.
That's what she said.
I know.
And then the orgasm went away and she did not come.
Damn.
Well, that sucks for her.
Yeah, it does. Hey, free, destroy everything. Here we go.
A new life begins.
be right back.
Somebody just messaged me. I think. Damn, I'm getting my ass kicked in this game today.
Well, that's good.
Good, motherfucker.
Maybe you'll quit playing it.
Yeah, don't ever happen. I'm fucking loving the game way too much to ever fucking to stop playing.
No idea who just added me, but I just don't care right now.
Oh, that was just me.
Yeah, it was just her.
I have, like, no mutual friends with the person, so I don't fucking know, and I still added them. It was weird.
Well, see that, man? Obviously you don't care, man, if you just added them. You were just complaining about how they have to have mutual friends.
Yeah,
well,
like,
well, you know what?
Sometimes
I make fucking exceptions. I don't know why.
You must
we don't know why either.
You must have found them attractive.
That might be it. Or I look at their picture and just be like, eh, they don't look like they're going to fuck with me.
Well, that's why she had me.
Yeah, what the fuck she had you, yeah.
Exactly.
I don't fucking know.
Nope.
Yes. Why does my fucking ex want me to fucking text him? I don't have a cell phone.
Whoa. Tell your ref you said he's a douche.
I feel like hearing some dubstep.
That you will not hear up on here. We do not play dubstep.
I would like to shoot everybody that plays dubstep.
I just want some Skrillex with corn.
That's like asking if we'll play Lil Wayne on here, which we will never fucking play that piece of shit artist.
Skrillex, the dude that looks like a mop.
He does.
Yeah, that dude's a joke.
I got an even better idea. I'm going to bring it back to old school. I might need to mute this. Okay, I gotta mute the show on my computer.
What is she about to do?
Yeah, what the hell are you about to do? We want to know.
What? I feel like listening to some old school fucking music, so I'm probably gonna have to mute my phone.
Well, this only goes for 18 more minutes, so.
Yeah, and then I'm going to fucking call a chat line and be bored because it's, like, nobody on there right now.
Yeah.
Well, let me actually look at admin. I bet there is nobody on there. 712-432. There we go. Log in. Come on. Yeah, nobody's on. Well, that's fucking lovely.
Yeah, so lovely.
Did you expect somebody to be on?
Well, you know, I figure maybe people would be on the fucking chat line, but I guess fucking not, because they're all fucking douche nozzles.
Yeah, nigga.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Advertisement. There we go. Post. Skid Row.
Skid Row.
Skid Row 18 in life. Where the fuck are my headphones? That fucking douchebag.
That's how we get it done.
Okay. I think I'm going to play a track by the Underground Avengers right now.
You'll do that. I listen to Skid Row 18 in life. Okay.
Ghetto, which track do you want to hear by then?
What's your... The Juggernaut.
All right, here we go.
greatest covert security network, and you're going to leave the fate of the human race to a handful of freaks.
I'm not leaving anything to anyone. We need a response team. These people may be isolated, unbalanced even, but I believe with the right push, they can be exactly what we need.
You believe?
War isn't won by sentiment, Director.
No. It's won by soldiers.
You don't want to play with the gods. You'll be a slave to this mob. Your life in danger, but run.
Cause I'm the juggernaut.
Now you better pray to your lord. Cause we ain't playing no more. Take you away from this world.
Bitch, I'm the juggernaut.
You don't want to play with the gods. You'll be a slave to this mob. Your life in danger, but run.
Cause I'm the juggernaut.
Now you better pray to your lord. Cause we ain't playing no more. Take you away from this world.
Bitch, I'm the juggernaut.
I'm unstoppable force. I'm the course. I'm the source of remorse. And the wars and the sweat out your pores. And the blood that is spilled on the field. And the squeals. Better kneel to my will or you deal with the steel.
Bitch, I'm the juggernaut.
And I'm highly relentless. I'm a runaway training. Dealing pain is my business. Never leaving no witness. And everyone on my shit is about to purge the whole world of its very existence. They try to lock me up, but there ain't no way to contain me. I'm busting concrete and steel. There ain't no chains to restrain me. There ain't no way to maintain me. I'm the immovable object. The uncanny sex man said I'm getting my cock wet. And who I'm gonna ride next, I don't really matter. Pussy juices of blood, as long as liquid gets flat. As long as my pockets get fat, I'ma stay the fuck out my way. If I get up to full speed, then you just had a bad day. A bad day.
You don't wanna play with the gods, you'll be a slave to this mob. Your life in danger, but run.
Cause I'm the juggernaut.
Now you better pray to your lord, cause we ain't playing no more. Take you away from this world.
Bitch, I'm the juggernaut.
You don't wanna play with the gods, you'll be a slave to this mob. Your life in danger, but run.
Cause I'm the juggernaut.
Now you better pray to your lord, cause we ain't playing no more. Take you away from this world.
Bitch, I'm the juggernaut.
The arrival of the juggernaut was imminent. Yeah. Ain't nobody fucking with the weirdo, cause I'm different.
No.
I see the power from these haters straight diminishing. Fatalities are unavoidable, I finish him.
Yeah.
I know they want me out this game, but I just can't stop. So I eat these rappers' faces off like I'm on bad salt. You think you got my number, but I think your mask off. My water's full of sharks, so check before you cast off. What makes you think that you can keep up in a tugboat? Up against a battleship who's used to playing cutthroat. You smell that scent off in the air, call it gun smoke. Leave you face down full of hoes and your guts soaked. Everybody, time to raise up and salute this. Everyone remaining seated, be witness to doom shit. So realize that by the end of this, you lose, bitch.
You lose. The juggernauts are coming, listen to the music.
You don't wanna play with the gods, you'll be a slave to this mob. Your life in danger, but run.
Cause I'm the juggernaut.
Now you better pray to your lord, cause we ain't playing no more. Take you away from this world.
Bitch, I'm the juggernaut.
You don't wanna play with the gods, you'll be a slave to this mob. Your life in danger, but run.
Cause I'm the juggernaut.
Now you better pray to your lord, cause we ain't playing no more. Take you away from this world.
Bitch, I'm the juggernaut.
Yeah.
They are not ready, I'm breaking down walls and hunting them all. This will be their downfall, clown all. Leave them with bloody faces, they painted up. The true definition of just don't give a fuck. Avengers with purpose and we gon' kill them. Heroes to all our people, the haters, we're fucking villains. Come in, I will destroy them. Morphin' ways, I will morph them, deform them. And now I'm scorching, I said that cause it's important. Yeah, you don't wanna fuck with my manners. I am the baddest, and out of Texas, believe I'm a maverick. And I am stabbing the competition, erratic, my brain's gone. What trouble with BBC, go ahead and just make some. Say something, test it, bitch, I'm leaving your brain numb. Gonna go and blow up this industry like an A-bomb. Stay dumb, I'm thinking these people won't really make somebody. Get a machine gun and leave them looking laced up.
You don't wanna play with the gods, you'll be a slave to this mob. Your life in danger, but run.
Cause I'm the juggernaut.
Now you better pray to your lord, cause we ain't playing no more. Take you away from this world.
Bitch, I'm the juggernaut.
You don't wanna play with the gods, you'll be a slave to this mob. Your life in danger, but run.
Cause I'm the juggernaut.
Now you better pray to your lord, cause we ain't playing no more. Take you away from this world.
Bitch, I'm the juggernaut.
Oh, and we back.
Yep, and she left us.
Well, Yeah, more than likely just to go, I don't know, do something.
Sandy wrote in the chat that she's getting out of here. If you want to hit her up on Facebook, do it or call the party line, she'll be on.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I'm not. I mean, you might hit her up on Facebook, but party lines kind of suck.
Well, yeah. Okay.
And now she's typing because I said that.
Hey, that's gonna send you another video.
Yeah, and here's what she has said. She's still here with me, and she's all alone in the party line, damn it. She's gotta help put people in.
Well, hook us up with the number, and maybe we'll call.
The number is on the chat box.
Well, I didn't see it.
I'll tell you what it is. I'll type to you on Facebook.
Well, I see it now in the room full.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I'll call in if you can get 30 people in there.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. I know I'm not going to call in because I'm just clusterfucked with this fucking thing I have to do tomorrow. So, screw that. Try and pass the hell out.
I ain't got shit to do.
Yep.
Let's play Call of Duty.
Okay, I'd pass the fuck out for having to do that, too.
To block this number call, 712-432-4282.
Oh, she says I'm so mean. Sweet.
Two callers. Welcome, caller.
Welcome, stoner.
Hello.
Now you're definitely a bum. Actually, you know what? We got a few minutes left on the show. Hold on. Let me see if I can try something here.
I thought you said you were going to play a track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Wow.
No more echo. And now you're back on. Now you're back up on the show.
Oh, you had to drag me back on the show. You guys missed me already?
Well, Gary's not talking much.
Yeah, it's only me, basically, and Havoc. So, yeah. And she thinks I'm mean, so sweet.
Yeah, Chris, you're a real dick.
Yeah. I'm the real dick of the show.
NOG, where the fuck are you? Because I'm uploading those tracks right now.
Man, fuck your tracks.
Oh, no, these tracks you're going to want to hear.
Still, fuck your tracks.
Brand new fucking El Nino, man.
No, man, I already got that fucking CD. I told you, I fucking got it.
Okay, yeah.
I told it to you like 3 times.
I forgot.
I like how she just wrote in the chat that I'm a prick.
Yes. You're a prick.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to be the yes version of Daniel Bryan tonight.
Yep.
So Stoner, how do you feel about TNA?
Don't really watch it.
Some titties. Some titties.
Exactly.
Well, if you really put it, flip it around, it's actually tits and ass.
There's two things for TNA. There's TNA wrestling.
And then there's tits and ass.
Nobody watches fucking TNA.
I watch TNA.
I was singing 3-6 Mafia.
Watched it when Matt Hardy were on.
Yeah, well, when Matt and Jeff Hardy was on there, it might have been all right, but yeah.
It was.
Jeff Hardy is the main attraction on that show.
Yeah, he's the champion right now, unfortunately.
Whoa, I see titties. Well, kind of. She's fucking got her hand over him.
No condom.
Kind of isn't really.
I don't know what I'm doing. Where is it? Where'd it go?
He's definitely.
So, because she can't see the titties, she's getting pissed off. I see.
Yes, Havoc for the win.
Stone just sent me a link.
Oh, I thought we were on the feud.
Yeah, me too.
Number one answer.
He's sending me Slaughterella.
Slaughterella?
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck?
Ah, she's sharing titty with me.
I see.
You smell like peanut butter.
What the fuck?
Did you just eat a pee-pee in jail?
Did you eat a pee-pee?
Butter. Dude, she's supposed to make the sandwich for you. What the fuck?
Fucking make the sandwich for him.
He went and made his own sandwich.
Bad girlfriending.
How is it bad girlfriending? He didn't give me an orgasm.
Because you said you would make the sandwich, and you did it.
I make it after I get the orgasm.
Man, he's better off just getting his own sandwich.
Exactly. Well, he was part of there.
Now you're too full. Mm-hmm. Does that mean I can't rape you? You might puke.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to puke all over you.
See, it's your fault.
My fault. La la la.
That's fucking happy birthday. Seriously, singing happy birthday over there.
You know what? I'm going to share these titties with the Ghetto's page.
Oh, man, don't be posting titties on my page. I'll get reported.
Knowing you're like you will.
I always get reported.
There you go, Ghetto.
No, oh, great. Be fucked now. Now somebody's gonna go like that damn picture because all those lesbians on my page, they love that shit.
Fuck, I'll be the first like on that picture.
No, you're not a lesbian.
Okay, I'm like it.
Tell me all of
them. Yeah, unfortunately, Chris really looked it.
Man, that's the only time he'll ever see anything, man. If you tell him that you're putting it there.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's like, what? I didn't see it.
Let's see.
60 seconds. And your vagina will blow up.
That'd be awesome.
That sucks for you, I guess.
No, it sucks for Chris. Chris has a vagina.
Yeah, he does. I forgot about that.
I have a picture he sent me on Facebook of his vagina.
What the hell? Why is she picking on me? Damn.
He's like, damn it, you're not supposed to tell people.
Daily vagina.
Really, Havoc? Really? You're going to fucking send me to this?
Yes.
Time to look at some bitches. 10 seconds, and then it goes boom.
Yo, that's that same chick that was just that you sent me the fucking titties.
I like boobies. Brandon, you're not allowed to look.
Damn. He's getting screwed.
I'm still looking booty.
What? Is her booty bigger than mine? You like her booty more? Do you want to start a fight? You know, look, I look.
See what happens when you got a girlfriend, you're looking at porn. See what happens?
Yeah.
There's tons of skinny bitches on here. God, I feel fat.
See what else happens.
Yeah.
It's either way.
You do know that you're in the vicinity where if I fucking move my hand back to punch you, I'm going to hit you in the fucking nuts. So go ahead, try to fart in my face again.
Please do it. I just want to hear this happen.
You want to hear the sound of him getting hit in the nuts? Of course.
I want to hear the sound of him falling down or whatever the fuck happened. Hey.
What?
Yeah, they do need some fucking thick chicks up on this fucking.
Okay, this chick looks a little bit like a minor.
Uh oh.
Which one?
I don't know. Tons of them.
Are you on Christmas?
I like
Faith
that
today?
One with the black hair. There's nothing but skinny chicks on here. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Skinny, 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 skinny. Where is the thick ones?
Where are the fat bitches?
Yeah, where are the fat bitches? Oh, wait, I'm right here.
The what?
Ow, 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 ow.
What, baby?
It makes very weird noises.
Stop it.
What?
I'm pretty? Ow,
what?
I just said I'm pretty. Stop it.
No, I
want
to hear you say
I'm a pretty pinky.
Oh, well, I got another hand.
I'm going to break your neck. Ow.
What are you?
female?
I sure hope so.
I'm female, that's why.
You talked to bro?
No, I haven't talked to bro, but Riley has a new fucking account on Facebook and she's trying to add me. Vagina. I want to see some vagina. All I see is boopies.
Go to Tiny Eve.
I could go to Tiny Eve, yeah. Uh-huh. Now we're looking at porn, oh yay. And you know what? Since the fucking mofo sent me the fucking link to that fucking shit, guess what? You want some real nudity, go to Tiny Eve.
I ain't got a problem with that.
Nasty amateur. She looks nasty.
Of course. So, Gail, did you hear about the fact that Greenville interview might not happen now?
She show looks underage.
Yeah, I get already.
Yeah, because Chris scared him away.
No,
yeah.
I'm not responsible for him deleting his Facebook completely.
I would believe you are.
Oh, great. I found a picture of Miley Cyrus. Oh, yay.
What the fuck?
Now you're looking for a porno picture of Miley Cyrus. I would not touch that eight.
No, I just fucking came across it on Tiny Eve.
I didn't tell you it was there.
And man, he knew all about it.
But every time I tell you that I'm on Tiny Eve, you bitch.
Because you're looking at all the females.
That.
What, oh, that's a nasty fucking camel.
Now she sends me that picture.
Oh, that's a boost stump was what that was.
She thought
no
camel might want to see that.
Boost stump.
Yeah. Do we all know Chris Lowe is talking Miley Cyrus?
Yeah. Hell no.
You can have Miley, you can have Miley Cyrus. I'd fuck Hannah Montana. No.
But apparently, Tammy Brown liked that picture I put up here.
Not Tammy Brown. She's retarded.
Oh, the girl that used to poke us all the time that doesn't know how to poke anymore?
The fuck is her wrong, man? She still pokes my ass.
She doesn't poke me at all. She gave up on me because I beat her ass in that poke war.
A lot of people gave up on you, Chris. A lot of people.
Yeah, I've known that for quite a while.
That's like the first almost vagina shot that I could have seen.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm about to go to Freaks Only.
No.
Freaks Only has tons of dirty pictures.
Babe,
they have lots of dicks.
Babe. There's vagina on here. Believe me.
No, believe you, huh?
Believe me.
Oh, so you've been checking it out while you're not paying attention. I see.
You don't want to see any penis? Well, I don't want to see any boobies anymore unless they're mine.
Well, then, all you got to do is look down. Yes, right.
It's not this one. You know how many Freaks Only there is? Oh, my God.
Shitload.
Ass. More ass.
Damn.
Where? Which ass are we damning about?
Go up. That one. That's a big booty hoe.
Hey. Oh, and all you want for your birthday is a big booty hoe?
Oh, God, not that song. But yes,
rat.
Yes, that's all I want for my birthday.
Oh, my God, I just want to see some vagina.
Really,
well, I suppose I could just go ahead and sit in front of a mirror.
Keep scrolling.
Yeah, I'm supposed to keep scrolling because you're on this all the time,
no.
Beating your meat to it, huh?
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
You ain't getting this pussy anymore if you be on this at all.
Oh, you screwed.
Yep. Okay, I have no clue why the fuck one of my friends hit me up on Facebook talking about eating a fucking salad. What the hell?
I guess you have some friends talking on Facebook about tossing somebody's salad? Huh?
No, eating a salad. Dude, my salad is amazing.
What the fuck?
There's nothing good over there.
This is a fucked up.
Wow, I can't believe he just said that.
I'm telling you what the hell it means anyway.
That hurts.
That's actually where you gotta go. Go
to the girl's
pose. Wow. Could be talking in my fucking ear, like, for real.
What the fuck just happened?
How about I know?
No, I don't want to go to any of them.
Traumatizing them.
I think we all are.
Oh, Chris.
By what you said, you dickhead.
That is not a good enough
dinner
new
is bomb.
It must be between him and Poncho.
No, it's not.
Probably is.
No, it's not. Honestly, it is not.
Oh, yeah? Who is it then?
Troy LST Ether.
Oh, whatever. Close enough.
<Close
So, in other words, Chris has been tossing salad with Troy, huh?
Hey, man, he said he's into bigger dudes, too. So, hey.
No, I never said that shit. Q just hit me up.
He was like, come in, toss my salad, baby.
Hell no. Like, he hit me up and said, dude, my salad's amazing. I said, what the fuck? Chicken salad, motherfucker. Like, this is a fucked up conversation. It's like, what's my dinner's bomb? Tie my ass off. Salad for dinner fucking sucks. That's my response. I'm waiting to see what the hell he says now. Conversation's just fucked up, though.
Yeah, you guys need to look at the fucking chat on fucking Blog Talk because I just fucking put a link there. Because it won't let me put it on fucking Facebook.
It's because it's a porn site.
Yeah. It's the Miley Cyrus sex tape.
Well, ain't nobody want to see that.
give me like a Selena Gomez one or something.
Oh, shit.
Man, I'm traumatized for the rest of my life just because of what Chris said.
Yeah, man.
The
great
conversation I got in.
Then he just kept talking about it.
I'm really about to gross them out.
What?
I'm really about to gross them out.
Man, fucking ear.
Just wait, it's a video on YouTube, okay? You guys are going to hate me.
Not any more than Kristen, after what he said. So I guess that means Kristen's gone from being bi in bed to full on gay with Troy and Poncho.
No. Hell no. I'm still straight as fuck, man.
If you tossing assholes.
I'm not doing anything. I don't understand what the fuck was that in conversation, which is just fucked up.
God, that's fucking gross.
Yeah, it really is. How you guys took my words there.
Hey, man.
You do know that's called a pet.
It's called a what?
All women get them. I have had one so far.
Get what?
What?
The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, who even knows what you're talking about?
This video has been age restricted based on our. Well, it's age restricted. Well, why the fuck isn't it playing any?
It is.
It takes too long. I need something that's going to be right up in their face.
Sure as hell ain't on YouTube. Because that shit got advertisements.
What the fuck?
I don't know. All I know is now sleep after what Chris said. That fucking nightmares.
Run for your life, man.
I think just because of that, I think we should keep Chris muted during the interview with Jason David Frank.
I wasn't even sure of anything to say during that interview. Honestly.
Come on now, man. He's not even going to say anything during the interview anyway.
This is true.
Because I mean, I just don't really care for the Power Rangers, being honest. Never
what,
did.
Motherfucker? You tossing salads, you fucking faggot.
No. I'm saying, I never really cared for Power Rangers, so I really have no clue what to say during the interview.
Well, what's your excuse for every other interview?
Yeah.
Hey, I do all right at other ones.
Yeah, he does all right in other ones.
Here's another thing about interviews. How come it's so hard for you to hold your questions until they come on the show?
I am good at holding them.
Because you said earlier, so I'm trying not to hit him up, and as I'm trying to save some questions for the show. Why is it so hard for you to save some questions for the show?
I ask questions that are nothing related to what I'm going to ask on the show.
Bullshit.
That's it.
I call bullshit.
Great, now she's bombarded me with freaking
YouTube videos again, like she's doing with me too.
Yeah, one about a fucking cyst.
She loves her YouTube videos.
Dude fucking reminds me of fucking Don Vito.
Okay, now I'm remembering the one episode of Viva La Fam where they tried to teach Don Vito Spanish sarcastically, and they told him to say, I don't remember exactly what they were trying to say, was saying, but the thing they told him was molestamos los brestolos.
Well, that
like
was
that.
All right, this next link you guys will like.
Yeah, you're going to be totally like the one with the fucking cyst.
It's YouTube. I'm not sure if I'll like it.
This is why I'm fat. What the fuck?
Well, simply because you found food.
And you eat it.
Dude, this should have been a parody from the steak or something.
Oh, God. Not
that
deep.
Oh, hell no.
God damn.
This is why I suck.
At life.
Fuck you, man.
She's sending more videos. I think she gets off by sending us videos.
I think so too.
That's why she sends like 15,000 videos in a row.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna wake it up with the fact that
your phone.
Dude, this is the same fucking guy right here. Mad. At Redbox and Matt at KFC. What are you doing? Why are you moving everything?
Man, is that a fat black dude?
You're trying to what? I'm trying to kick you in the nuts.
Yeah, it is.
Man, I've seen that video before. One of them.
The fuck? This is really retarded. No more retarded videos there, Stoner.
Aw, you guys ruin all my fun.
Off with my tits. That's so something that Chris would love to watch.
No. I probably ain't watching that one, man.
Well, I know, Chris. I mean, you know, you like big dudes, and there's plenty of big dudes in that video.
No, because I don't like dudes at all, unlike you, Avik. I like girls.
Hey. You know, you're the one to talk about tossing freaking salads with
I never said anything about tossing a salad. I was just asking why the fuck he was talking about a fucking salad.
He's fucking... That's even worse that you're asking him about. That you're even asking him about fucking tossing salad.
I never asked that.
He said it's amazing.
I'm asking him, why the fuck are you eating a salad? That's what I asked.
Yeah, why are you eating a salad, Chris?
Fucking eat salad.
He's like, fuck that, put some chicken on it.
No, I just want to fucking eat a salad. Screw that.
See that? He just wants to eat a salad. See that?
I will never eat a fucking salad.
I'm not cold.
I don't care.
Stop
exactly.
It! I'm ticklish.
Yeah, we kind of figured that already.
Come on, man. Don't tickle her, man. She might shit her pants.
Yeah, she just might.
Babe, I found your boyfriend.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's a tranny.
Wouldn't that be his girlfriend?
I don't want to cuddle. Move.
Wait, cuddle?
Over there.
Who the fuck wants to cuddle?
They're all up on me. Oh, yeah. Now you're going to be a meanie head?
Meanie head? What the fuck?
What the fucking language is she speaking? Speak English.
What's English, you dipshit?
You're cranky when you're tired. Go to sleep.
Yeah.
He thinks I'm tired. That's the funny part.
Not you, dickhead.
Stop trying to hog the bed, boy.
Yeah, boy. Don't you hog the bed, boy.
Well, then move the fucking dog.
Hunt, look.
You always hog the bed.
Oh, I'm hogging the bed when your ass is at a slant.
Sorry, my ass is fat.
Well, you're the one not sharing.
I'm a fat kid. Hey, I didn't get in trouble for that.
Hey, Team Deathmatch. The English.
blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
Vagina.
This is a vagina? Yeah, we know this already.
Yeah, I'm like freaking bored. I need to find a game to play on here. Where's the left headphone? There it is. Okay. Time to find a game. Let's see. I know what I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go to that one.
Not that one.
Oh. Oxygen.com games. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oxygen.com, what the fuck? Hey, get on over there.
What are you talking about, man? I'm talking to Oprah Winfrey.
The fuck?
Why not? I know you're gay. You're actually talking to Oprah Winfrey.
Why does that make me gay?
Who the hell would talk to that bitch?
Oprah Winfrey. All the poor black people in the world would.
Well, yeah. Who the hell would talk to that bitch that's straight and is not black?
You would, Chris.
Nope.
I don't know, man. She was talking about Oxygen or some shit, man. Ain't that the channel she's on or something?
I think
no,
so.
Oprah is on OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network.
Did she used to be on Oxygen or something?
I don't know what she used to be on. I really don't. I don't care.
I don't know. Who the, what the fuck
Oprah,
is on Oxygen?
Oprah, what station did she used to be on?
I just thought that was a bunch of
she used to be on ABC. How my boyfriend knows that, I don't know, but she used to be on ABC.
My grandmother.
Yeah. Say it's your nana, huh? Uh-huh.
I like how he's trying to save himself here.
He's like, man, I've seen every episode.
You can't fuck with him too much. He's tired, and when he's tired, he turns into a brick.
Well, what's Chris's excuse?
I'd be wanting to talk. I'd turn into a bitch when you try to wake me up. But when I'm going to sleep, am I a bitch? No. But when you wake me up out of sleep, then I'm a bitch. You're trying to go to sleep, and you're a prick. Waking you up, and you're a prick.
No. Waking you up. And you trying to go to sleep is you being a bitch, okay? We're both like that.
You're more of a prick than I am a bitch.
There's all all this just because he's going to sleep.
Yeah.
Just let him go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not going to sleep.
Why is that?
Because we're more likely, she'd probably start yelling at us too.
Why would she yell at you for going to sleep?
I don't know. She just seems to get pissed off when someone's sleeping.
Oh, well.
I think either Chris either died or he's tossing somebody out.
Nah, I'm still here. I'm just thinking about the fucking speech I have to do today.
He's like
10 to 12 minutes, and yeah, it fucking sucks.
You have to talk. Wait, you have to talk for 12 minutes?
Yeah.
How are you going to pull that one off?
Well, it's a speech, and I have the subject. I already know exactly what I have to say. I just figure out what part to cut out. That's kind of what sucks, because...
I'm just saying, you talk for 12 minutes straight, man. It's not possible.
Yeah, it is.
You don't do that here.
Simple as hell.
All right. How come he can do that in school, but he can't do that on the phone?
Yeah.
Well, the fact is, in school, it's because I kind of have to, and it's a speech class, and, you know, it's for a grade, so, yeah. On here, I talk a little bit here and there, but not the full time. Because everybody else talks, and some things I don't, you know, comment on or whatever, some things I will.
Motherfucker.
He's going to fail that speech.
Considering the other two speeches I gave in that class, I got an A and a B on those two.
Yeah, he's going to fail.
No, I'm not.
Well, Chris, just don't yell at us when, you know, we turn out to be right and you fail.
You fail.
Funny thing is, I'm not going to fail because I've been practicing this speech for a while. I know exactly what I have to say. I know where to play the video that I put into it. I'm ready for
shit.
There's a
video into it now?
What?
Wait. So you gotta put a video in to see your speech?
I added a video to it because it's a persuasive speech. And the speech that I chose my subject on is why, you know, horror rap is as bad as the media puts it as.
He's gonna go play the video and it's gonna be the Miley Cyrus sex tape.
Hell no. That'd be fucked up, man. The video I'm actually playing is that whole interview with Prozac with the whole situation with Red Lake. That's the one that I have in there.
Uh-huh. So he says.
Yeah, that's what I say. I can get a link to it in 1 second because I have it right here in front of me.
Yeah, he's right there in front of him.
Ooh. You know, that was kind of simple shit, but it doesn't really matter.
Cookie? Yeah.
Apparently Havoc wants to eat a fucking cookie.
I want a fucking cookie.
I do too. We all want a fucking cookie.
Which is why I'm going to the store tomorrow and buying me a fucking thing of cookies and I'm making my own fucking chocolate chip cookies. this nigga go?
What?
Where'd this nigga look to go? I was just about to shoot his ass. Oh, wait, never mind. He's on my team.
Oh, wait, never mind. He's on my team. Exactly.
Hey. I still kill motherfuckers even if they ain't on my team.
I know. I thought
sorry,
you were playing the original or heard it. You were playing the original Call of Duty. Yeah, because of his fucking name, I'm going to shoot this motherfucker.
Yeah, well, I mean, considering the fact, you know, I'm kind of like Randy Orton. I don't play well with others.
So, how long do you think it'll be until Randy Orton has his full heel turn?
Could be soon.
Yeah, I mean, we can kind of tell by the fact that in the last match of the pay-per-view, he was about to do a punt kick, you know, that got countered.
And when that happens, what exactly is going to change that he doesn't do now?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, honestly, he's one of those guys that if they change him heel, it really does nothing.
Exactly.
And that's honestly, like, if they were to change, like, CM Punk to a face right now, it really accomplishes nothing because you just turn back the heel in 1 second if you want to.
No, he's just going to go on for another year talking about Jerry Lawler. That's it. That's all he's going to do for the next year.
Yeah.
Probably. Get boring with that shit. Oh, my bad.
And thankfully, he will never have a title reign to top the longest title reign in WWE.
Man, the only reason that person had that long title reign is because there's fucking nobody around that time, at that time and shit.
Exactly, and that was like in the 70s or whatever when they didn't really need interim champions and all that.
Yeah, they didn't even really give a shit about all that. They had like one title.
So, do you guys think that Big Show's an interim champion? Or do you think he's going to hold on to the belt for a while?
Well, they may as well just let him keep it for a while.
Yeah.
Might as well.
I mean, because I've heard the rumors that they're thinking of playing the Big Show versus Ryback at WrestleMania for the World Heavyweight title.
Wait, hold on. Now he's going to go after that title? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Because,
no.
I mean, honestly, it's not
come
like he's going to win the WWE title.
I can't do that, man, because then he'll be exactly like Goldberg.
Yeah, he will.
That's apparently what they're going with.
They shouldn't
one of their
do that.
And apparently going with Sheamus versus the Big Show again for this pay-per-view.
Oh, my God.
And Ryback versus Punk again.
No.
Like, can they ever go with a new match?
What is the next pay-per-view?
TLC?
TLC. Tables, Ladders, and Chairs.
And then it's Royal Rumble then.
For the first time ever, this will be the first time that they... the WWE event would be in Brooklyn, New York.
Don't they got like some New Year's thing or something?
Yeah, New Year's Revolution.
They used to have New Year's Revolution, but that one got canceled.
What the hell? What about that? What about that Cyber Sunday thing?
That one got canceled a couple years ago too.
Yeah, they stopped
doing
that for a
while. Tuesday.
Don't let you know why they canceled it for.
It's just like the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, except none of the matches were in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, that Hell in a Cell pay-per-view fucking sucks.
Like, they shouldn't have made that an actual pay-per-view if they weren't going to have Hell in a Cell matches.
I mean, honestly, nowadays, they shouldn't even have a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, because... Like, if it was a Hell in a Cell back, like, Attitude Era, where they were actually going, like, full-scale Hell in a Cell, then it would be dope. But nowadays, it's just, like, watered-down bullshit.
Yeah, all it is a typical match now. They don't even use the cage and shit.
Exactly. It's like, why the fuck do they have a Hell in a Cell-themed pay-per-view?
Yeah, nah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that shit anymore.
Yeah, some of this shit makes no sense.
I don't know. I just think it's funny whenever JBL's yelling at Michael Cole, I got a parrot? Do I got a parrot?
It's hilarious.
And they're always trying to make JBL look like an idiot.
It is a lot more entertaining than, well, my school goal was with Jerry the King Lawler. When
he's like, why don't you go climb another mountain?
I love it.
The most entertaining thing about wrestling nowadays, because the wrestling's just kind of weak.
The commentary, of course.
The commentary was whack as fuck for a while, but now they got Jerry Lawler back and they got JBO in there being dumb, so
yeah.
It all works out now.
Yeah.
Without having to listen to Michael Cole all day, every fucking day by himself.
Being a fucking heel.
Talking to a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of missed the computer, though. You see the fact that, you know, computer was more entertaining than JBL was. Or Michael Cole was.
So you think Hornswoggle was more entertaining than JBL or Michael Cole?
Yes. I mean, come on.
Come on, man. He wasn't really the person on that ship, man. He was just there that day.
He was just there
yeah.
that day because they kept changing the person every fucking week. They had no person to be the person for that storyline.
And what the hell was it, man? Somebody pointed out that it was like them pushing the button on the damn laptop, or like there was a piece of paper on the laptop, like the shit that was there.
That was just the dumbest storyline ever. It's like, if you're gonna do it, have some big name at least. And it's like, okay, this is like 60 weeks later and they don't have anybody for it.
Yeah, just make it the midget. Like, they make the midget for everything else.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I'll be right back.
Okay. Wow, I thought you hung up.
No. I have to call back into the freaking line to reset the fucking thing. Otherwise, the minutes aren't going to go into the fucking line.
Okay.
Have fun with that.
What the hell does that mean?
She has to hang up the party line thing that her and Havoc are on. Which means she'll be back in the show.
Actually, Chris, she will be because I'm still on the party line, fool.
I thought you said she had to hang up and reset the minutes, which would mean it would hang everybody else, but that was kind of what I was thinking.
No.
I'm back.
Okay, never mind then.
The thing with that is, party line is pretty much like the like JR in a way. Like even when somebody hangs up, you know, like anybody that's still on the line, it's like they pretty much stay on the line. Just like when here's JR, like you know, like, if you know, like when the show is going, and if like I hang up for some odd reason, you know, it keeps going on.
Well, yeah, unless it's like right now it's recording mode and you're in the host and you hang up or lose signal or something, then it's done.
Yeah. But
depends on who has host
with these, after 1 a.m. you have to reset the phones. Otherwise, the minutes don't get counted into the room because they the day on web control and everything changes at 1 a.m., so if you don't reset the phone, you don't get any of the fucking minutes.
That's new.
That's what I had to do.
Man, last time I was on a fucking challenge, that never happened. Well, I didn't.
Yeah, well, they're definitely different now. Room totals is still at zero. Like, what the fuck? What was yesterday's room total then? Search. 779 in room one. All right. Whatever. This line's doing really bad. I'm gonna get under code.
And people
okay.
enjoy. People enjoy being on the show. No, she's coming back, but she's just coming. She's just going on the code.
Yeah, I'm back. This damn game is not coming up.
I used to be on chat line 24/7 back with the JLCL.
The JLCL, that's where I started.
That's where I started too. Back when fucking Double D was on this shit.
Yeah, back then I was like 14 and my name was Insane Zombie.
Yeah, I fucking remember you.
Everybody does.
Holy shit. And now it's turned to complete shit because of the fact fucking JC's running the fucking crap.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God, I've won by so many names, though. Insane Zombie, Psychotic Stoner, Psychopathic Dreamer. So many. I just don't even want to continue.
There was this one bitch up on there. I couldn't focus.
You want to do me a favor and reset your phone?
Give me 1 second.
Alright, because I need the minutes to actually fucking count, damn it.
Sorry, I saw a motherfucker that needed to be killed.
That's it. I'm going to start fucking messaging people to fucking call. Tit. Perp my
call. Yeah, that's
what
messaged me to call in.
Huh?
I bet you messaged me to call in.
You're already in here, even though you're not giving me any minutes because you're not in here on your own.
Yeah.
If you come in on your own, you'll give me minutes.
So if I hypothetically
call in. It's a free call.
Yeah, you may call
in. It's a free call, but when you call, it takes, like, from the time that you get on to the time you get off, it adds up all those minutes, and those are minutes added to the line. Otherwise, it's a free call still.
Yeah, and
I'll think about it for tonight, but I kind of don't think I'm going to do it tonight.
Yeah, that's the best thing about it. It's one.
All you got to do is just call it, and you'll be talking to the same people you've been talking to.
No, I mean, I'm going to bed. That's one thing. Because I have to focus on this final speech I have to give tomorrow. Or today, whatever the hell it is.
These chat rooms are definitely fun. Stoner, do you remember a stupid bitch by the name of Lil Violent J?
Violent J.
Lil Twisted Violent J. What the fuck she called her name?
I don't remember her. I don't think. Why?
Yeah, I dated that bitch.
You know what? I dated a lot of those mofos on there.
Yeah. Well,
Demonic the Killer.
Yeah, but she was literally a royal bitch.
I dated Demonic the Killer. I dated Psycho J. I dated fucking Nightmare. What the fuck was the other ones? I don't even remember all their fucking names. Holy shit, Axe Murderer.
Oh my god, I remember that motherfucker.
Oh god, I've seen him on webcam on Juggalo Book. Blech.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, because I never knew what he looked like before when I had dated him.
Yeah, he's fucking retarded. I honestly and truly say he's fucking retarded.
I'm going to put the fucking advertisement on Juggalo Book. We'll do it with this one. Share. Come on, motherfucker. And I have something on Facebook. Likes a photo on my Facebook. Well, what the fuck? Why can't you fucking like the goddamn fucking advertisement, fucking cunts?
Well, that's like with us. You know, we get people who actually like the fucking pics and shit. but they don't tune the fuck in.
Yeah, people like the thing because it's like a girl, whatever. It's a girl, and they don't call in when we post on it. Don't just like the fucking pics. Call the hell in.
Let's see here.
Yeah, I was fucking retarded with that shit.
Oh, what is on my mind? I need to add a photo.
Yeah, I think you're the first one to fucking actually like the fucking pic and actually call in.
And share.
And there's like really no spot for being for fucking snipers up in this game. This really sucks. For this game to fucking end, this match I should say, so that way I can just do everything without putting my game fucking shot and shit.
Yeah, cause you still need to reset your phone for me.
I'm gonna.
Let's see here, where else can I fucking advertise? I don't know. My Juggalo family, there's 90 members. My True family, there's 46 members. Can't advertise in this group, even though there's so fucking many. It's only for fucking music. God damn it. More. Oh, I need to be People versus Chris Petalwind. Really? They actually made a group to go against that fucking fucker?
Apparently, I have no clue. I don't think I need to bag it.
Okay, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we lost Ghetto.
Nah, he's still online.
Yeah, that's one quiet motherfucker. More,
yeah,
I'm more quiet.
Shocked.
Yeah, more quiet than you, Chris.
Yeah, you gotta make fun of me for being quiet.
The fuck do you want me to say?
Holy shit, he's back.
No clue. Say anything. I don't know. I think it's funny how, I don't know.
Fucking, I knew of this fucking idiot back when he was on Juggalo Book. He's a fucking pedo. And when fucking girls turn him down, he's just like, turns into a dick and calls them all whores. Oh, somebody wants to play Black Ops 2. I don't have it.
I do. I have a PS3.
Well, you know what? I could fucking send this person your fucking link and just be like, hey, he's playing it right now. Join him.
If they got PS3, then yes.
Is it on PS3? I know somebody who does have it on PS3. It's on fucking Juggalo Book. All right. What the fuck was this? Killjoy. It was Killjoy, yeah. Now we gotta find it. Killjoy. Killjoy's not online. Everyone's talking about sex, and I never had sex yet. that's funny, because I know that he's like 27.
Damn.
Yeah, he's one of my ex-boyfriends.
27-year-old virgin.
Yeah. Cause
I think he'll be the real 4-year-old virgin.
I actually already know of like a 43-year-old one, okay?
Damn.
You know what? I used to, like, after I seen that movie when I was younger, I really fucking, I was like, I'm going to be a 40-year-old virgin. And then I was 14. I kind of put an end to that nightmare. I will never be 40-year-old virgin. Mary Jane's been there with me the whole time.
Fucking sniper's pissing me the fuck off. So you know what? I'm gonna kill your fucking bitch ass.
He said, yeah. It's PS3.
Now I gotta remember my fucking name.
You don't remember your tag?
When I'm in the game, I don't really remember much of anything.
Well, I could get his.
Well, I could look it up for you if you want me to. I can just get on PS3 and get off.
That might be the best.
We have enough time to. Still.
I mean, I have time. It's just.
We have 8 minutes left before it kicks me off.
Yeah, that's and then you can just fucking call the fucking line that I'm on.
Going to bed because honestly, I fucking have to focus on this fucking speech today.
What? Party pooper.
Hey, doesn't mean I won't call him tomorrow. So let's see. Here's his name. It's Havok. Capital H at the start.
Hold on, I gotta go back to the damn thing. Okay, it's Havok.
Yes, sir, it was the capital H. So you got that part. Then JRR capitalized, all three letters.
Okay.
420.
When you're taking a shower and your foot slips and your life flashes before your eyes.
Come down, stand by.
Dumbass, you can't even jump out a fucking window.
Well, if single life is boring, maybe you should get off fucking Facebook.
Joji's gone.
Oh, young up?
Yeah. Probably because there was only like 5 or 6 minutes left. And we're about to get kicked off in 5 minutes because they always kick us off a minute early.
Well, Well, yeah.
Wow.
She's obviously bored.
Yep.
Oh, what?
I should get bored and just find like 5,000 YouTube videos and just send all the links to her.
You should.
I just don't know what the fuck YouTube videos I can send her, because it's just like you have to look for random words together and just find random shit.
Aw, the only way I can play this is if I have mobile. Aw.
Wow, I think I found something that's weird. That's so bright light. I'll know in a minute.
Aw.
Ah, fuck, never
no.
mind. That's not what I wanted. That fuck failed. Not
oh,
bad.
Really?
Not the first link, the second one. There we go. Tit biting dog.
My spot already to kill this motherfucker proper.
That's not fucked up. Nipple biting dog.
Simple fucking killing these niggas fucking proper.
Oh, it's a dude. What the fuck? That is fucked up.
Come into the house, motherfucker. Come upstairs. I got a bullet with your name on it.
Oh, great. Now she sends me something back. What the
man,
hell?
Have you figured out by now? You send her a video, so we can send you one right back.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
And I just looked up the words tit biting, and I found nipple biting dog, which is kind of fucked up.
I know this nigga's up here.
Oh, this sounds like a funny turn of events. Snake died after biting a model's boob.
Damn, I'm killing these motherfuckers!
That does sound perfect, though. A snake dying after biting a woman's boob.
You know what? Go ahead and send another one. I have the perfect one for you.
Okay, I have no clue what this one is, but just because of the fucking title, I'm saying it to you.
Dude, she's going to keep winning. She's going to fuck your ass up, Chris. Just by sending you videos, she'll fuck your ass up.
Yeah, because I'm always on fucking YouTube.
We kind of noticed that one.
Yeah, considering that has like 1,000 videos. Both of us are ready. Okay, so she licks a snake.
Chris, what are you looking at snakes for?
No, I'm just figuring out what
you
the
have
fuck
to
this
look,
one is.
You know what? The rule is you have to look at the one that is sent to you, and you have to watch it all the way through.
That's fucked up.
If you want to play this game, that's the rule.
No, I'm not saying that. It's just the fucking video I think is fucked up. Did you watch that one?
Yeah. Fucking snake dies. Like, what the fuck?
It's awesome. Bites the model's
that breast,
breast and it dies.
The breast killed him.
Hell yeah. Gay snake. And I guess because it's about to hang us up anyways, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, I'm sitting on the chat.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.